To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Nice to have you in the house today. This portion of the program is sponsored by CarShield.com. Having reliable transportation is more important than ever. And outside of your home, your car, truck, or SUV is probably the most important thing you own, and keeping it in top working order is important. From electronically controlled transmissions to touchscreen displays to dozens of sensors, all this advanced tech is expensive to fix if and when it breaks. So get CarShield, an affordable protection plan that can save you thousands for a covered repair, including computers and more. You get to choose your plan, your favorite mechanic or dealership to do the work. CarShield takes care of the rest. CarShield also offers 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. CarShield has helped more than 1 million customers. Whether you have 5,000 or 150,000 miles on your vehicle, it's inevitable something will break. So drive with confidence and coverage by calling 800-CAR-6000 and mention the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, that's CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, and you'll save 10%. You can also find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, have you ever donated anything to Goodwill or shopped in a Goodwill store or any other store selling previously worn clothes or, for that matter, just about anything previously owned? For our Right Stuff segment this week, I'd like you to meet Adam Minter, author of a fascinating new book called Secondhand that answers a very big question. What happens to all that stuff you give away? What you might see in a secondhand store is only the tip of the iceberg, I learned when I read his book. There's an enormous global business in used items, and I'm delighted Adam can join us for a few minutes to give us an overview of an industry that is really largely out of sight for most of us. Adam, welcome. Can we begin with a global view of what's at issue here?
Sure. Well, it comes down to this. Most Americans, and we'll just talk about the United States, have more stuff than they can really give away, whether it be to friends, neighbors, family, the local Goodwill. There just isn't enough demand for that stuff in our communities, in our families, in our country. And so the good news is that there is demand overseas and across borders in developing countries where there's up-and-coming middle classes, and they want to get their hands on the stuff. So you sort of have a story of supply and demand. The supply is coming from overstocked homes, crowded garages, crowded basements in the United States, and the demand is coming from these up-and-coming consumer economies across the world.
And you describe, and you go to, as I recall, I know you live some time in Asia, you spent some time in Malaysia, you went to Ghana and Africa, and there are these enormous warehouses filled with people sitting on the floor, surrounded by old, bales of old sweaters and American T-shirts and jeans and desks and tables and chairs. Am I exaggerating?
You are not exaggerating. I mean, some of my, favorite and sort of some of the most stunning moments for me in reporting this book happened in West Africa in Cotonou, which is the commercial capital of Benin, which is a hub for the global used clothing trade. And just as you described it, I would go into warehouses there where you would see hay bale sized bales of used American jeans. And, you know, they're just not American jeans. You have workers there who are expert in sorting them by brand, by type, by color, so that they can go to whatever community is in Benin or Nigeria or Togo or wherever it is that likes this color and this size and this thickness of fabric. It's really a remarkably sophisticated, wonderful trade.
And what they can't use, they sometimes cut into rags for use in factories all over the world. And some get torn apart just for the fabric to be rewoven into blankets and such.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was one of the things that I was very curious about is what happens to those jeans when you know, they can't be worn anymore. And it turns out that people around the world do just what my mother used to do, which is turn our old clothes and towels into rags. And rag making is actually a 200-year-old industry. When those clothes can't be used anymore, they can be cut up and, again, differentiated by types of fabric and sold to the companies that need them. Hotels, bars, restaurants are some of the world's biggest rag buyers, and they, just on their own, can support factories employing hundreds of people cutting up old clothes.
Well, you made a point in the beginning of this conversation, we all have too much, but you had an interesting observation about what to do about some of this stuff. You said, when a consumer brand like Coca-Cola advertises the recyclability of its products, it's not promoting sustainability. It's helping sustainably-minded consumers assuage their guilt, unquote. You're saying that we should build things that will last longer, like washing machines and phones and televisions, so as to relieve some of the weight of all this stuff that's burdening this planet and you know, places where garbage goes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, I think we all know and we've all said they don't make it like they used to. And that's certifiably true. We have, you know, consumer testing organizations have looked at everything from washing machines to our clothing, and it just isn't as durable. And because of that, we tend to buy more, and it tends to pile up in our closets and in our basements and in our garages and storage units. And so, you know, my recommendation, and it's something I've tried to follow through on, is buy that better thing. You know, maybe pay a little bit more up front for it, but, you know, over time, that's going to even out. You're probably going to come out ahead. Not only is it good for your pocketbook, but if you're buying less stuff overall over time, you're probably not going to fill up your home, your storage units, whatever it is, with as much stuff.
Well, people aren't the only thing that travel around the world. So do our clothes and our belongings and our picture frames and our old lamps. And you can read all about it in this fascinating book by Adam Minter, M-I-N-T-E-R. It's called Secondhand, subtitled Travels in the New Global Garage Sale. It is eye-opening. You will not believe what Adam found in his travels around the world. Adam, are you? Do you have, just before we sign off, we got 15 seconds left, do you have less stuff in your home than you used to have as a result of researching this book?
Absolutely. It started diminishing basically from day one of reporting. Seeing all this stuff piled up in warehouses made an impression.
Well, you made an impression on me. In fact, I can't wait till this radio show is over so I can start cleaning some stuff up. Adam Minter is the author. The book is called Second Hand. He's our Right Stuff segment today. Adam, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back.
RM World Travel phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.